From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. North Korea said it conducted a successful hydrogen bomb test Wednesday, but Pyongyang's claim has been met with widespread criticism, even as world powers denounce its latest nuclear test. The U.S. Geological Survey reported a 5.1 magnitude earthquake near where North Korea conducts three previous nuclear tests in 2006, 2009, and 2013. Meanwhile, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, issued a statement which urged North Korea to fully implement all relevant resolutions of the U.N. Security Council.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea announced today it had carried out a hydrogen bomb test. The DPRK's nuclear test, if confirmed, is in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions and is deeply regrettable.
Amano added that the IAEA remains ready to contribute to the peaceful resolution of the nuclear issue. Afghan authorities said the security forces made advances Wednesday in the volatile southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces, backed by U.S. military personnel, launched a counteroffensive to try to regain lost territory. German officials say a series of sexual assaults and theft that took place during New Year's Eve celebrations in Cologne were likely part of a coordinated effort by a criminal gang. Police say about 1,000 men, most of Arab or North African origin, had gathered near Cologne's main train station around midnight throwing fireworks, and they later began in smaller groups surrounding women. VOA News. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said 428,468 migrants were part of the flood of people that were leaving Syria. Syrians have been fleeing a violent war at home and were by far the largest single group of nationals among migrants in the country. However, Germany also says it won't be accepting as many refugees into the country as it did last year. Thomas de Maizière is the German Interior Minister. He says the fact that we have the highest number of refugees in the world since World War II will have an effect on Germany. We think that the number of refugees and asylum seekers that came to Germany is too high, and we're working to prevent such numbers for 2016. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde has told Nigerian lawmakers Wednesday that the fund does not support foreign exchange restrictions and that any such measures should be temporary. She made the comments in an address to senior Nigerian parliamentarians during a four-day visit to the country. She adds that additional exchange rate flexibility, either up or down, can help soften the impact of external shocks, make output and employment less volatile, and build external reserves. Again, that is a comment by the IMF chief, Christine Lagarde. Ivory Coast's government Wednesday resigned in a move that President Alassane Ouattara said would bring more efficiency to the West African state just 2 months after he was elected. Those are the comments from Prime Minister Daniel Coblen-Duncan as he presented his resignation and that of his government in what was to have been the first cabinet meeting of the year, in a move that observers say was expected. Meanwhile, President Alassane Ouattara says that a new cabinet will be put in place in the coming days, targeting greater cohesion and more efficiency of government action. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces in the country's capital. Mbangi, the head of mission, said he was determined to track down and punish the alleged culprits. He says he's deeply shocked and deplores it. He said, but the concern goes beyond people's reaction and adds that they will take extremely aggressive measures to investigate the new cases and take action against all of those who are involved in these extremely horrible acts. He adds that they will show their compassion to victims and do everything to repair any damage caused. It's not clear how many peacekeepers were involved. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.